How to take an initiative at work. How to get others to help you. Inevitably, as you try to take the initiative, you will need the help of others. Getting this help may have less to do with your formal position and authority, and more to do with your strategy and approach, which can range from a simple favor to convincing others to accept a priority of yours as if it were their own. Define what needs to be done. Fuzzy goals lead to fuzzy results. By defining all the tasks required, you increase the likelihood of success. Be sure to include status reports and deadlines as you define specific action items that are needed. Ask an individual for help. When you make a general request for volunteers during a meeting, colleagues often interpret it as, "Whoever doesn't have much of anything to do can work on this." Your chances of getting someone to volunteer thus tend to be slim. However, if you think about who might best be able to help with a task, and then specifically ask that person for help, your odds of getting him or her to accept the task increase dramatically. Thank others for their assistance. Always thank and acknowledge others for their help. The person will feel that his or her time and energy were appreciated. In addition, you will likely be able to call on the person again in the future for assistance. But remember that return the favor when he or she needs your help. Such reciprocal behavior could lead to a valuable alliance. Distribute the kudos. If you're congratulated for a job well done, let your supervisors know who helped you do it. Giving credit where credit is due will not only ingratiate you with your benefactors, but it will impress the bosses into considering you for future promotion. After all, the best managers remain those who are best at getting others to help them complete their work for the common good.